I am Jared Easley, and I'm the one.
Welcome to I Am the One, Entrepreneur Edition. A show that explores the journey of business owners who decided to be the one to make life better for the people they serve. I'm your host, Sonia Thompson, and today's guest is the always awesome Jared Easley. Jared is the founder of the podcast Starve the Doubts and also co-founder of Podcast Movement, the premier live conference for podcasters. He's the author of the book Podcasting Good to Great and co-author of Stop Chasing Influencers. Jared has made a name for himself in a short period of time, all while being a master of leaving people in better shape than the way he found them. We can learn a lot from the way Jared operates, so I am delighted to share with you his story and the lessons he's picked up along the way. But before we dive into the interview, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Try Business School. Get the information you need to build the business of your dreams, step by step. Visit trybizschool.com, that's trybizschool.com, and get started with your free e-course, The 4 People You Need to Build a Successful Business. Now, hang on to your seats. Here's Jared. Hey, Jared, thank you so much for joining me today. It's so great to have you on the show.
Sonia, it's a privilege. You and I met in Tampa recently, and I walked away just thinking, that's Sonia, she rocks. I hope someday, you know, maybe I could be big enough to be on her podcast. And I can't believe it. I don't feel like I deserve to be here. So thank you for allowing me to be here.
Dream come true for both of us, I guess you'd say, huh?
Oh, well, whether that's true or not, I appreciate you saying it. So.
All right, so let's jump right in. Tell me a little bit about Starve the Doubts and why you started it, your podcast.
Cool. So Starve the Doubts is now over 2 years old, and it has over 200 episodes, and that's kind of funny to say that because there was a time right after I started the show, Sonia, where I was like, this isn't working. This is a waste of time. This is a waste of money. My wife is making jokes that podcasting is now my mistress, you know, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. But I can say there's something to be said for partial craziness and then partial that stick-to-itiveness that a lot of people lack. So sometimes it's real easy to give up. And it's real easy to say, okay, something I'm doing is not working. And there's a thing called prudence, Sonia, you know this,
yep.
Where something's just clearly not working and you do it for a long period of time, then it probably might make sense to shift or pivot or quit. And there was a little bit of a time when I first started this show where I had a moment of doubt, a serious moment of doubt. So I'm going to back up just real quick. When I started the podcast, I wasn't clear on what the podcast about, and I just wanted to have conversations and interviews with people who I thought were, you know, someone who I looked up to. And I struggled with doubt. I was thinking, you know, who am I to have a podcast that anybody's going to listen to? Who am I going to share something, you know, that's valuable? And so those doubts made me realize that that's something that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to see how people navigate that. And I remember a comment that was made to me when I was younger from a successful family member who said, if you want to be successful in life, there's three things to do. You want to treat people the way they want to be treated. You want to always do your best. And then the third thing was to starve the doubts. And I remember thinking, starve the doubts at a young age. That didn't quite register with me. I thought that was kind of cheesy. But now I've gotten a little bit older. I'm like, okay, I get that now. Like, there's something to that. You got to really look at what are the voices that you're hearing and which ones are you going to listen to and which ones are just nonsense. And so the podcast was born. And then shortly after that, I realized, okay, just putting out a podcast isn't good enough. You have to actually be strategic. You have to be smart. You have to build relationships. You have to work at growing an audience. It's not something that's just going to be handed to you in most cases. And so that began a journey where now we're, you know, 2 years later, and so many doors have opened up, so many opportunities have been created, but I had a moment where I could have either quit or, you know, dig in, and I'm thankful now I dug in, but at the time it was a really scary thing, and I probably came about this close to just cutting ties. So I don't know if that's quite the answer you're looking for, Sonia, but hopefully that's an encouraging word to somebody who's listening.
It is. It's very inspiring because I do think a lot of people experience doubts, and they get to a point as they're working on a project where they want to quit. So what was that moment? What happened that made you say, you know what, I'm going to keep going, that made you propel through that those low periods to say, I'm going to stick to it and make it work?
Well, there were a few ahas. So the first aha was when you're interviewing people, my thought was I needed to interview big, successful people because that's the only thing that's going to draw someone to listen. And what I found real quickly was while I was fortunate to speak with some interesting people and some successful people, they were generous to give me their time, but they weren't necessarily generous enough to share it, or that wasn't a priority for them to grow my network and grow my audience. And that was a little bit of a rude awakening for me because I thought, oh, that's just what nice people do. But these people are really busy and they're successful for a reason. And so I was a little bit let down when I had an interview with someone that I thought was reputable and successful, and then they didn't necessarily share the interview. And I had that happen several times, and I was like, uh-oh, you know, this isn't quite working like I thought it would. So I think interviewing people of success was cool, and it gave me a chance to talk with them. And maybe it gave a little bit of perceived credibility to the show, but it didn't really move the needle in terms of people listening. And later on, I remember I was about to quit, and a lady sent me a message. And I'll never forget this, Sonia, because it was at the perfect time on the day when I was probably at my lowest point in this whole journey. And she sent me a message just thanking me for one of the episodes as a lady out in California named Crystal. And I remember reading that, and just it dawned on me what had just happened. It wasn't just someone saying that they listened. It was this person taking the time to notice me and appreciate the work that had been done. And that was the best feeling in the world in that moment. And I remember thinking, if that makes me feel good, how can I share that or pay that forward to other people? And that's where we started talking about what you wrote in the article, the noticer. You know, if you want to start, if you want to get noticed, if you want a message that's shared or people start to get behind, you got to start by noticing them first. Mm-hmm. And that may not be always true, but in most cases it is. And when you notice people with authenticity, with generosity, and it's not schemed or contrived, people know that. And over time, that creates a rapport with folks. They feel comfortable. Maybe they even like you. Maybe they start to trust you. And rapport over time generates reciprocity, where people are giving back and saying, we just love Sonia. We want everybody to know about Sonia. Mm-hmm. And the more people that say that, the more people that listen. So when there's 50 people, I'm just using a random number, but there's 50 people saying, we love Sonia Thompson. She's the best thing ever. There are people out there that will hear that and they'll say, okay, there must be something about Sonia, because 50 people wouldn't say they love Sonia unless she's doing something that, you know, makes sense,
right?
Something that works. But the way that you get 50 people to say that they love Sonia is you start by loving them first. You start by noticing them, and over time they can't stop. You know, they're proud, they're excited for you. And so that's what I found, is it's a formula that takes time to grow. It's like planting a garden. So if you're hungry right this minute, this is not for you. It's that you're going to be you're going to be discouraged. And but for the person who's willing to stick with it, for the person that's willing to, I call it outwork the lazy and outlast the lucky. If you're willing to do those things, this is a powerful formula that does produce results over time. And so I found that out, and now we're in a different position than we were starting out. But it took 2 whole years, which really isn't that long, Sonia, but it took 2 years to really start to, you know, have some things start to come together. So
yeah, it's kind of like the principle of reaping and sowing. If you plant enough seeds, eventually you will get the harvest, and you'll get back what you planted, but you do have to wait for it to take the time to grow. So yeah, that's a good lesson.
Sonia, you know, this is not your first rodeo, I can tell.
All right. So you were also one of the co-founders of Podcast Movement. I'm very excited to be going to that, that conference coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with the planning of that? I mean, because this didn't exist last year, and then all of a sudden it's this big thing that people are flocking to.
Well, we, again, going back to Star of the Doubts, I was fortunate to interview some different people. One of those people was a guy named PT, PT Money, part-time money, but his real name is Philip Taylor, which is also PT. And he started an event called FinCon, which is a really big conference for financial bloggers. And it was interesting because he wanted a place for the financial blogger community to come together. No one was really creating it. And he just decided, I'm going to be the one to put it together. So he wasn't qualified. He didn't have experience in events, but through getting good advice, through being strategic and reaching out to the community and making those people in the community the stars of the show,
right.
he created FinCon, and now it's several years into it, and it's a very successful conference with big-name speakers and well-attended, so on and so forth. I had PT on the podcast, and I remember thinking, wow, that's an amazing thing that he was able to do this with no experience and no background in events. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And he didn't have tons of resources financially to pull this off, but he was able to, you know, be smart and work this out. So fast forward a few months when I was at an event called New Media Expo in Las Vegas, and a couple of friends of mine were there with me, and we heard people coming out of sessions that were related to podcasting that were saying, why is there no conference specific to podcasting? And it was like the light bulb just went on, Sonia. It was like, hello, like there, I've thought the same thing. Why doesn't this exist? Wait, maybe I could create this. Well, I don't know. I can't do events. I don't have that experience. I don't have that those types of connections. I don't have that kind of money. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, I've talked to PT. PT, he did the same thing with FinCon. It can happen. So I got with a few people that I know are really strong in certain areas, and we got together and we brainstormed. We actually reached out to PT, and PT was generous. He gave us an hour of his time and got on the phone with us and said, if I were to start over from today, here's what I would do.
Right.
And taking that advice, we then validated the idea. And I think this is so important, Sonia, because a lot of people just have an idea and they say, okay, I'm going for it. It's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this thing that you can do now. It's called marketing before you manufacture. And it's right. a really smart way to keep from wasting your time. You probably don't have a ton of resources and a ton of time to invest in something that's going to fail.
Right.
So if you can figure that out early on, the better off you'll be, right?
Right.
So we leveraged crowdfunding. We did a Kickstarter campaign, and the odds were stacked against us, Sonia. Everything pointed to live events in the past that might be considered similar to Podcast Movement had a track record of not being successfully funded. And the ones that might have been had a massive email list. We did not have an email list at all, Sonia. We didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a track record of putting on big events. It looked like this was doomed to fail from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we did our homework, we got creative, and we put it out there on Kickstarter, and we reached out to the community, the friends that we knew, and said, would you speak at this? Would you support it? Would you share it? We had yeses from a lot of folks. And then it was just go time. We hit publish, which was scary. And we had a very minimal amount of money that we needed to raise just to prove that this was a viable thing. It wasn't going to cover everything, but mm-hmm. it was just enough to kind of give us the courage to take those next steps. And the minimum amount of money, which was, I think it was like $11,000, which wasn't super substantial, but not a small amount of money. We raised that. We were thinking, okay, it could take us 30 days to get there. I don't know. We raised it in 9 hours on Kickstarter.
That's
and again,
amazing.
That was with no email list, nothing, just putting it out there to the community. And people shared it. They supported it. They showed up. And at the end of the 30 days, we had over $33,000. Still not enough to put on a major conference,
right.
but it was enough to prove that we could do it. And we hustled and worked and got advice and learned what we didn't know. And put on the first event last year. We had 600 podcasters come to a first-time event that never existed in Dallas, Texas. It was a miracle. It really was. And you fast forward now this year, we've got an outstanding podcasting event that's coming up. And because of our prudence and because of our sacrifices in year one, we strategically put ourselves in a position this year to go after bigger speakers, and that attracted larger sponsors.
Right.
So now we have amazing companies that are in the podcasting space that are on board with Podcast Movement that want to support it. And it's just a miracle to see in less than 2 years or, you know, less than a year and a half to see how an event has really taken off and grown into something so visible and so exciting for the community. But we didn't have that background. We didn't have the money, Sonia. There were so many things that could have stopped us and said, no, we can't do this. So I hope that's an encouraging word to people today is, yes, you may not have everything that people say you're supposed to have.
Right.
But if you have a good idea and if you can validate that idea, maybe that's crowdfunding, maybe it's something else, or pre-selling tickets or pre-selling your product before it's fully made. Mm-hmm. People do that. You know, have integrity if you do that. Make sure you deliver what you say you will. But there's ways now to test. There's ways to get the word out through friends and through your network. And just don't be afraid to take smart steps that are appropriate, that are benefiting the community, that add value to them first and not to your ego. Check your ego. But if you can do those things, that could have the recipe to grow something that didn't exist. And we're living proof of that. And I hope that's encouraging to people.
It absolutely is. It's, at the very least, it's encouraging to me that you went through, despite all the odds that were against you, you validated it and you pushed through. And it's something that's really big and amazing, and it's changing people's lives. So that's very encouraging. Thank you.
The feedback has been unbelievable. So people who are interested in podcasting, definitely consider Podcast Movement. It's it's an event that's for you. So there's a lot of cool events, and that Podcast Movement is definitely one you don't want to skip out on if you can help it.
So going back to this experience, both with Starve the Doubts and in creating Podcast Movement, you mentioned the word hustle. And that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs feel like they have to do. Do you have any thoughts on how people should appropriately balance hustling to sort of move things forward versus preparation in terms of taking the time to learn what you need to know to be able to move forward? Because the preparation part sometimes paralyzes people. But sometimes if you hustle too much, you might go out and fall on your face if you don't have the right information.
I think that you are really smart, Sonia, and this is a good thing for people to consider. So two things to consider. You're right. It is smart to get good advice. It is smart to do your homework, and you should do that. But you shouldn't allow the homework and the advice from preventing you from taking steps unless the advice is so compelling that you realize, okay, this isn't the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. But even in getting, in getting that homework done, I strongly encourage people to have a group around them of peers who are family, but preferably peers that are credible, that are looking out for your success, that want you to win without a shadow of a doubt, and that know what they're talking about. So this is probably not your grandmother, although we love your grandmother. This is probably somebody who, you know, is in your community or someone in your network who has some success and has some credibility in the business world who you can look at and say, okay, that's someone I can admire and I can respect, and I can get advice from them, and I can filter it with other advice to make sure I'm making a wise decision. And that's what you should do. That's called being prudent, and you should be smart, and you can do that. Anyone can do that. So I think you take steps that are calculated. You don't just rush out and do whatever. You want to see, hey, you know, you want to ask these two questions. Number one, could we do it? Or could I do it? Mm-hmm. You know, and the answer is probably yes. You could probably crowdfund, or you could probably pre-sell the product, or you could probably, do a number of things. But just because you could doesn't mean you should. And that's the second question. The second question is, should you do it? So could you? Should you? You need to ask those questions. And if you can, and then you can answer yes to you should, then that's when you need to start figuring out what the steps are. And I think when you have that group of peers that you can bounce ideas off of, some people call that a mastermind, you can call it whatever you want, but have a group of people in your life that you can speak to, and they can speak openly and honestly to you, that are looking out for you and want you to win. And when you have that, combined with some of the podcasts or the blogs or the books that you're reading, when you're getting good advice and you're reading good content and you're taking appropriate steps smartly and wisely, then the answer is yes, go ahead and take a step. As long as you've done your homework and you've gotten, you know, people that are supporting it, then I think you're less likely to go wrong. There's always no guarantees, but there are ways to limit risk, and that's just being a smart entrepreneur.
No, this is really valuable, really rich information. Thank you so much for sharing, Jared. Where can people find you? I'm sure they're going to want to learn lots more about you and Podcast Movement, and we'll put some information in the show notes as well.
Well, the first thing they should do is listen to your podcast, Sonia. So if they're not listening to your podcast, they're wrong, but they are, because they wouldn't know about this otherwise. So keep listening to this. eventually Sonia is going to, she's going to have an episode she hasn't put out yet. So you're going to have a couple days where you got to wait for that next episode and you've caught up all the other ones. And if that's the case, we have a podcast called Star of the Doubts. So you can listen to an episode of Star of the Doubts while you wait for Sonia's next episode. And you should do that. And then, so that's another podcast and that's got over 200 episodes and a great show. And then of course, the conference that we've been talking about, that if podcasts interest you or you want to be around people who are making smart moves or being strategic, who are raising the game in their life and trying to be productive and do things that matter and have an impact. Podcast Movement's for you. It was interesting, Sonia. We had a guy recently who's an author. He said, I'm signed up for Podcast Movement. I asked him, are you going to be a podcaster? That's awesome. And he's like, no. He's like, I don't have time to podcast, but I want to connect with all the podcasters so when my next book comes out, I can be on their show. It's like, that makes sense. Yeah. That's smart. So podcastmovement.com is the site for the conference, and I hope people will check that out.
Sweet. All right. I have one last bonus question before I let you go. All right. So I know you ask people on your show what is their best concert they ever went to, but I like to ask people to deliver a line from a movie. I think we all watch movies, and there's always some cool lines that stick out to us. So if you can go ahead and deliver one. That would be fabulous.
You know, this is so cheesy. I wish I had a better line. Man, the only line that comes to me, I'm embarrassed, is my daughter's four. I love her with all my heart. She, right or wrong, is into Frozen. You'd think she'd be beyond it now, but she isn't. And so, you know, there's a lot of interesting themes in the movie Frozen that I think translate to business, and we won't get into that conversation. But the song from that movie that most everyone can sing and probably don't need to right now is Let It Go. But there's something to be said about letting it go. If you're going to have progress in your life, there's things that you need to run to, and then there's things you need to get rid of. So I would say Starving the Doubts is about letting go of those voices in your head that tell you you can't have an impact, that you can't create something of value. Don't listen to that. Fear and doubt can be a positive thing. Sometimes it's good to rethink that, because the question that it could be asking is, are you prepared? And if you can ask that question, are you prepared? The could you do it and should you do it, then that's being prudent. If you've got people in your life who are helping you make good decisions and you're reading good books and you're listening to good podcasts like Sonia's, you're setting yourself up to make smart decisions and good steps. And that is a part of being bold and taking action. You have to take action, but you got to start by letting it go. So let it go from Frozen is my little cheesy quote. But if you can start doing that, that's starving the doubts, and that's how you take steps.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Maybe next time we'll get you to sing a little bit of it for us.
All right. I'm down.
All right, Jared. It's been so wonderful chatting with you today. Thank you so much for sharing with us and being a part of the show.
Sonia, it's a huge privilege, and I just want to compliment you real quick. I love what you're doing. The world needs Sonia Thompson right now. And, yeah, you just have a good head on your shoulder. You treat people well. I've met you at an event. Going to events, investing in yourself is one of the best ways to grow. And so many people, they think, oh, I don't have the resources to do that. Don't allow yourself to do that. Find ways to make these events, even if it's a local meetup, even if it's you starting the meetup that doesn't exist. Be willing to put yourself out there. Try to be at events. You do that, Sonia, and I think you're setting yourself up long term to do really well, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Jared. Thank you.
Yep.
I hope you were as inspired from Jared's story as I was. He said lots of great things that can totally help us grow our businesses, but there is one thing in particular that he mentioned a few times that was critical to his success, and that brings us to today's I Am the One challenge. It's great to listen to super smart people, but if you want to benefit from their wisdom, you've got to apply those lessons so you can learn from them. So based upon Jared's insights, here's today's challenge question for you. How can you validate your new project or product idea before investing loads of time, energy, and other resources into creating it? How can you confirm that the people you want to serve want what you got? Think about it and then head on over to iamtheone.fm where you'll find episode 05. I've prepared a worksheet for you to help you answer the challenge question for your business. And once you've got your answer, leave a comment on the show notes page or even tweet me at Sonia E. Thompson and tell me how you know people want your stuff. I want to know. Until next time, keep working on building your dream business so you can make life better. Somebody's waiting on you. Thanks for listening.